One of the more dominant performances of Flemington came from Tabby Dance.
Around the turn, 450 metres to go. Reserve Street yet to be called upon. He excels. Tabby Dance now presents a gap. Savvy Oak, Naivasha, Five Kingdom and winning partner down the outside. Tabby Dance claims Reserve Street. 300 metres to go and races clear the favourite. Naivasha, Five Kingdom, try hard with winning partner Savvy Oak. But Tabby Dance is off and gone. 100 metres to go. Four, five lengths in front. And the favourite is going to win easily. Tabby Dance trotted in, won it by six.
Second. Well, there was an element of expectation leading into this race. Mick Kent Jr. had been the punter's pal. He'd been tipping winners left, right and centre to the RSN listeners, but vested interest and self-interest always plays a role. A part owner in Tabby Dance as Mick Kent joins us, and it was the one that was the last string to the bow. Congratulations, Mick.
Yeah, fantastic. Huge thrill to own my first one at Flemington.
And not only just a win, but a dominant performance. And I suppose you did explain that there were reasons that we could perhaps forgive that second up run, and the work during the week it had been terrific. How did that performance meet even your most optimistic expectations?
Yeah, I mean, we thought we could bounce back and win. As I said leading in, you know, normally he pulls up like a very good horse. You don't see horses pull up as well as he does. He's extremely clean-winded, and then that one at Caulfield last time where he's beaten as a favourite, he was slow to recover with a dash of the thumps, and we thought he could win going in, but we didn't think he'd win by six. You know, whilst everything worked out perfectly, that was the exciting part, that he kept going on with it and was very strong through the line. He pulled up really well again yesterday, which is great, so it's very exciting going forward.
Jamie Carr's developing a good association with him. What was her feedback yesterday?
She said he's unusual horse because he high blows at a high speed, and he's sort of in the money, he's going, you know, and she said he just relaxes so well. She can put him anywhere he likes, which is unusual for a Tavistock. They can be a bit hot-minded, but he's mega relaxed, and that's going to serve him well going forward. We're very confident he'll obviously get 10 furlongs plus, and that opens up plenty of doors for him.
What could some of those doors be? Country Cups or even a bit higher?
Yeah, for sure. We won't get ahead of ourselves. We'll make use of the rating system here in Australia where you can go through your grades and earn good prize money first. I'm not sure what he'll be rated after yesterday's win, but he's probably entitled to a benchmark 84 or a benchmark 90 first before we get ahead of ourselves. I haven't phoned a Mick properly about it yet. We didn't think he'd win by six lengths. So you think races like Ballarat Cup, you know, why not? Late on in the spring. But we'll see how we go. He's put up really well this morning, and I'll look at the program tomorrow morning.
Cafe Rizzo was strong, winning the three-year-old benchmark 70 over 1,800 metres. Ollie Time in the run to perfection there. What did you make of her win?
Yeah, fantastic. Beautiful ride. She's a filly on the rise. You know, she's by Rubik, but from a Zabil mare, good stout family, bred by Coolmore. So we're pretty confident she'd get the trip. I reckon, and Ollie agreed, that she probably didn't see the horse of Cindy Orson's on her inside till late on with the blinkers on. So that probably caught her by surprise, and it got a bit close, but she was always finding enough. And Ollie said, she probably lacks a real change-up gear. She's very tough, and he recommended sort of possibly giving her a slight freshen, bring it back sort of for those sort of filly staying races heading towards the Oaks. We'll see how we go.
Kicked off the day in good fashion with a couple of winners at Maui, horses on debut in Odium and Gypsy Choice. What can you tell us about where their futures are likely to take them? Let's start with Odium.
Yeah, Odium. Expensive purchase by Seamus Mills, lovely filly. We quite like her, so we thought she would go down and be very hard to beat. She was very green. Patrick Maloney gave her a perfect ride. She did a lot wrong, looked around a lot, and she'd only improve, I think, especially going up in distance. And Gypsy Choice, while she was beaten 11 lengths first up, last prep, totally different animal this time in. On our best track rider, Kylie Schultz, she jumped on her other prep and said, gee, what's this? And she stayed with her the whole time through, and we were very confident she'd won both her jump outs. She's working like a Saturday class filly at least, and fantastic for Yulong, who are great supporters of us, to get a nice filly who can definitely go through the grades and hopefully I'd be lovely to get them back tight with her in the future.
Terrific day for the stable yesterday, Mick, and you were deservedly well applauded for your comments on the horses leading into the race and pointing punters in the right direction. After scratchings, there's still a bit of a team heading to Bendigo today. What are you most looking forward to from the team heading there?
Yeah, we've got a couple of nice colts there today. There's a colt in the first race called Captain Corelli. It's by Tavistock out of Floria, who Peter Moody trained to win a Brisbane Cup. But he's got an unusual amount of speed. He can win half-mile jump-outs regularly, which is exciting. Pulls up really well after them. Very clean-winded horse. I think he's a real horse of the future. There'll be no surprise to see him win today. Nice barrier for him. He can just balance up on the big track. Hopefully get through the heavy track. No worries. I think it should be a concern. And Rocket Kryptonite in race two. He's always shown stakes ability. Remember going into the chairman's last time, we had Ben Mellon and Ollie trying to buy for the ride. It's a good sign. And he's had a beautiful prep down at Warrnambool. He jumped out very good in fast time last week, and hope that race works out well. He just sort of feed into the race on that nice dog leg big track there at Bendigo. And I hope he can go there and win. He's definitely good enough.
Race 1, number 1, Captain Corelli, and race 2, number 2, Rock of Kryptonite, heading to Bendigo today. Great day for the stable yesterday, Mick. Congratulations, and particularly on a personal note, having that winner in Flemington. Great to see you so excited about that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Warren.
Mick Kent Jr. there. Great day for the stable yesterday.